football on Off the Ball.
It's a hammer blow for the league in many ways. Damien Duff and Champions League football sounds great together.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll get reaction to the imminent appointment of Keith Andrews to Brentford. We'll hear from Sean Grehan as he makes a permanent move away from Crystal Palace. And there's a big shock at the Club World Cup. Keith Andrews could be named Brentford manager today or by the time you hear this podcast. Multiple reports in England say the former Ireland international midfielder is set to replace Thomas Frank as manager. Andrews is understood to have impressed Brentford's hierarchy when he interviewed for the role after Frank's departure for Tottenham. Frank's former assistant, Justin Cochran, had been a candidate to step up before he followed Frank to Spurs. Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna and Francesco Farioli, who left Ajax last month, were some of the names that have been linked with the Premier League club. However, Andrews, who was appointed by Brentford in July 2024 as a set-piece coach, is now in line to get his first manager's job. The 44-year-old has been an assistant with Ireland, Sheffield United and MK Dons, but Brentford believe he can step up just like Thomas Frank did when Dean Smith left the club in 2018. Andrews will have Ireland internationals Nathan Collins and Kevin Kelleher as part of the squad, but it's unlikely their standout player Brian Bumo will be at the club next season. Speaking on Monday to Off the Ball Scarlett Heron, Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says it would be great to have an Irish coach at the top level.
Yeah, I see that. I did my pro licence with Keith and he was very good on it. I'm sure if he gets the job, which it seems to be, I'm sure he'll do a good job. And look, he's not getting the job by fluke. They obviously rate him and like him. And if he gets the job, a young Irish coach in the Premier League managing, we've got to wish him well and get behind him.
Doncaster Rovers have confirmed the signing of defender Sean Grehan from Crystal Palace on a 3-year deal. The 21-year-old centre-half, who came through the ranks at St Kevin's Boys, was a league winner with the Bows under-17s under Derek Pender in 2020. He signed his first professional contract with Bohemians in 2021 and then joined Palace in the summer of 2022. Grehan had a loan spell with Carlisle before he returned to Bows on loan for the first half of this season. He's told Doncaster's in-house media team that he's keen to get going under new manager Grant McCann, the former Northern Ireland international.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously been talking to Gaffer the last couple of weeks, and yeah, I've been, ever since I heard of it, I was dying to come here, like, you know, seeing how well the club done last year. It was great. So yeah, buzzing to get going, yeah.
Why Rovers for you at this stage of your career?
I think it's the right move for me now. Obviously had a few loan spells and yeah, look, I just want to go and settle in somewhere and play games. Obviously, like I said, the club done so well last year. And I think it'd be great coming and playing for them in League One, hopefully. So, yeah, it's been great. And yeah, delighted to be here now.
Sticking with Bows and their former manager, Keith Long, told Off the Ball Breakfast on Tuesday, his biggest regret at the Dublin club was not delivering silverware. Long managed for 8 years at the club from 2014 to 2022. He brought them on a magnificent European run in 2022 when they beat Starnian and Dudelange in the Conference League. They also beat Pauk 2-1 at the Aviva Stadium in the first leg of the third qualifying round before they were beaten 2-0 in the away leg. Long told Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy that Bows is more than just a football club.
It's a club that has an identity. So we produce a lot of good players and we produce a lot of good moments for the Bows supporters, like you said, in the Aviva, the European run. Unfortunately, we didn't deliver silverware for the club, and that's my biggest regret. I'm on the record of saying that. So it would have been fantastic to have won something to, you know, show, you know, tangible silverware as a result of your efforts. But, you know, success can be defined in lots of different ways. 6 of the 8 years when I was at Bohemians, we were part-time. It was different times at Bows at that particular time because, you know, they were nearly out of business. And then Owen Heary came in, Arnold Callan first, then Owen Heary came in. Yeah. They steadied the ship. The club were probably in a little bit of better shape when I came on board. Some people don't like some of the values that what Bows stand for, but why do you
think that is?
Listen, it's too easy to criticise the club about some of the initiatives that they've done down through the years. But it's an inclusive club. It's a club that has an identity.
It's jealousy.
That's what. That's
is that what it is?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Maybe well, you're the work that Daniel Lambert has done.
Well, Daniel's a very, very clever man. But, you know, Jimmy Digman's there in the office now as well. He's a fantastic administrator and does brilliant work behind the scenes. There's lots of people. Everybody was fully united behind what we wanted to achieve.
And to hear more conversations like that, remember you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, or if you prefer to see your OTB fix, you can watch on YouTube. Just search Off the Ball. This week's live League of Ireland commentary comes from Eamon DC Park with Galway United at home to Shelburne. Jonathan Higgins and Brian Kerr will be there for that one. There'll be build up to all the week's games, including the major talking points on this week's LOI pod with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Gareth McGlynn. All of our League of Ireland coverage is absolutely free, as is the LOI pod. Just search the LOI pod wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Chelsea are into the last 16 of the Club World Cup after a 3-0 win over Esperance Tunis in Philadelphia last night. Striker Liam Delap scored his first goal for the club since his £30 million move from Ipswich. Tosin Adara Bayo and Tyreek George scored the other goals for Enzo Maresca's side in the baking hot conditions. Chelsea will play Benfica in the next round. Cole Palmer was among those rested as temperatures went up to 36 degrees Celsius. Maresca says they've done well to progress after some other big teams went home early.
They are clubs that in the last 5-6 years they play Champions League final like Atletico Madrid, that they are already, you know, in Spain. So we need to be proud, we need to be happy. And now I just said that from the 16, the target is to go in the first 8.
And Maresca says he's no doubt it's the first of many goals for Delap in a Chelsea jersey.
He's in the right position, he's doing well. Unfortunately, he didn't score against Flamengo, and tonight he scored. We know that Liam is going to score goals with us, and we don't have any doubt about that.
Defender Tosin says the conditions are challenging to play in and training.
It's a difficult environment to play in, even to prepare in. We have to cut sessions a bit shorter, so we can't prepare in the way we want to, but the gaffer's top in getting the information across that's needed and make sure we're fully prepared for games like today, and we've got a great result.
Argentine giants Boca Juniors suffered a major embarrassment last night. They were held to a 1-1 draw by New Zealand side Auckland City. Christian Gray, a trainee teacher in Auckland, scored the equaliser for the mostly amateur team against Diego Maradona's famous old club. Auckland lost 10-0 to Bayern Munich. They were beaten 6-0 by Benfica, leading to questions over FIFA's decision to allow a team of part-timers into the competition. Even Auckland City's local paper, the New Zealand Herald, joined the critics, suggesting the team had damaged the club's 20-year legacy in FIFA events. Dylan Connolly, Ireland's only representative at the tournament, came off the bench in the second half, and goalscorer Gray told reporters about his situation when he eventually returns home to New Zealand.
I'm a trainee PE teacher. I'm working at the school as well as full-time study. I help out the school's first 11, so I do a bit of coaching as well. I think when I get home, I've got a few assignments waiting for me, so that's what I'll be going back to. Like all of the boys will be going back to their day jobs, so that's the reality for us, yeah.
The game was interrupted due to a weather delay in the second half caused by an electrical storm. In the group's other game, Benfica beat Bayern Munich 1-0, which meant the Portuguese side finished top of the group ahead of Bayern, and it'll be Bayern who play Flamengo in the last 16. Tonight, in Group F, Borussia Dortmund take on Ulsan HDFC, while Mamelodi Sundowns play Fluminense. The Brazilian Giants have 4 points along with Dortmund. The Sundowns have 3 points. Ulsan are already out. In the early hours of the morning, attention will turn to Group E. Inter take on River Plate. Monterrey play the Urawa Red Diamonds. River and Inter both have 4 points. Monterrey have 2. Urawa are already out.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
I gave so much for so long. I just knew deep down it was time to go. Even losing the Galway last year, don't get me wrong, it was devastated after the game in Europe. But was it really crushed like it was in other years? I probably wasn't. And I kind of went, that's the time to get out.
And we also had this.
David Clifford goes into that cabin game and has 13 shots. 13 shots in a game of football. Like, Cavan had 14 shots from play in the entire game. He'd more shots in one game than Keane Lynch has had in the entire championship. It's a reflection of the new world order that we're seeing the way Gaelic football is now, and a guy like this is just having the platform to thrive.
Catch up now on the Go Loud app. And every weekday morning when Off The Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
Paul Pogba is set to complete his move to Monaco this week as he returns to competitive football following a doping suspension. BBC Sport revealed this month the France midfielder was in advanced talks over a two-year deal with the league and club. Sources close to the deal have indicated an agreement is in place, with Pogba expected to arrive in his homeland from his temporary base in the US in the coming days to have a medical before he signs. Former Manchester United and Juventus midfielder Pogba was provisionally suspended after being randomly tested following Juventus's opening game of the 2023-24 season against Udinese. The World Cup winner later received a four-year ban, which was slashed to 18 months in October after an appeal. Ange Postecoglou's speech to his players ahead of the Europa League final win over Manchester United has been made public. Spurs won the game 1-0 thanks to a goal from Brennan Johnson. However, Postecoglou was relieved of his duties and replaced by Thomas Frank.
Okay, from the day I arrived, it's about family. We're not in this position just because of our football. We're in this position because all of you, plus the staff, stuck together like family through the tough times. And we're going to need that today. Remember why we do this. It's not about just about winning things. It's about paying back. Giving to people who love us and make sacrifices for us. So you walk out today, not just 11 brothers, you walk out today with all of us with you, with all those people with you, the thousands in the stadium with you, hundreds of thousands back home with you. We are the biggest government, and they can't stop us. They can't stop us. What we have can't be stopped. Just go out there, play our football, be like a family, and at the end of the game, when he's lifting that trophy, you're going to make all those people proud than they have ever been in their life.
Mikel Antonio continued his comeback last night in his recovery from a car crash. He appeared in all three of Jamaica's group games at the Gold Cup. For the third game in a row, he came off the bench and he featured in the Reggae Boys' 4-1 loss to Panama, which ended their participation in the tournament. Antonio skidded off the road in his Ferrari and struck a tree in Epping Forest just over 6 months ago. He suffered a badly broken leg. The crash shattered his femur bone in four different places. He required surgery and a three-week stay in hospital. Antonio's contract with West Ham runs out at the end of June, but the club have yet to make a decision on his future. West Ham have said it's a unique situation, which means no formal decision will be made. Their focus was on supporting Antonio through his recovery period. Antonio joined the Hammers from Nottingham Forest in 2015. No player has scored more goals for West Ham in the Premier League era. He has 68 goals from 268 games. Adam Lallana has announced his retirement from football. The 37-year-old played his last season with Southampton, where he also started his career. Lallana was a Champions League winner and a Premier League winner with Liverpool before he moved to Brighton. He finished last season working as a coach at Southampton as part of interim manager Simon Rusk's coaching staff. And a bit of trivia, Lallana scored the goal in Sam Allardyce's only game as England manager, when they beat Slovakia away from home 1-0 in a World Cup qualifier. Lyon have been demoted to League 2 ahead of next season as a review confirmed their administrative relegation. The French body responsible for overseeing the finances of French football clubs confirmed that Lyon would be relegated, but no action would be taken against Monaco, Nantes or Paris FC. Last November, Lyon were handed a provisional administrative relegation to the second tier of French football and would observe a transfer ban in January following an audit of their finances. That relegation was provisionally based on Lyon failing to improve their financial situation before the end of the season, which officially concludes at the end of this month. The seven-time French champions say they will appeal, what they have described as an incomprehensible decision. England's under-21 side can move a step closer to defending the European title when they play the Netherlands in the semi-finals tonight. The winner will take on either Germany or France in the final. And Championship side QPR have appointed Frenchman Julien Stéphane as their new manager. The former Rennes and Strasbourg boss replaces Marty Cifuentes, who left the club by mutual consent yesterday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.